850-333. This is a Free Talk Live toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Not so many live talk shows out there on a Sunday night, but Free Talk Live thinks it's important that you get live content, so we do it 7 days a week, actually. Now, that doesn't mean that Stephanie works 7 days a week, I work 7 days a week. We have different hosts that work different times, but I have been doing seven days a week.
You do work 7 days a week, Mark.
Right now I do. We're on what appears to be day 26 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count up. Ian is our normal first seat host. And
I visited Ian in jail today, actually. He seems to be doing pretty well.
Yep.
He's working in the cafeteria. He said there are certain perks to working there. You get to take your own portions, so you maybe get a little more food than normal. And the other day, somebody apparently cooked bacon for the people that were working in the kitchen, but apparently that was a big no-no because then they got in trouble. So.
Cooking bacon is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you enjoy it too much, I guess that's the issue.
That's the issue.
Let's go into the calls. We were talking about the military and some of their depredations last hour. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, you guys are on a subject that's very near and dear to my heart because I'm a retired Navy myself. I spent 23 years in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very conflicted about it because, you know, I felt that I was doing good in there. I thought that I was doing right, but had to find out, you know, after I got out and really started looking at the history, you know, I eventually discovered things like General Smedley Butler's War as a Racket and realized the truth of the situation. So I'm very conflicted about where I'm at, you know, what I've done in the past, although I don't think I've committed any atrocities. I was a maintenance kind of guy, you know, I worked on aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys do a good job of it, I think, of confronting the real root of the problem. What I'm worried about is getting to a situation like with Vietnam where the guys were being called baby killers and stuff like that and being spat on.
Yep, yep.
So
it doesn't forward the conversation. You know, like a baby killer is a person who kills babies, right? And I can see where somebody can get emotionally, caught up. And by the way, I think there was a lot more spitting talked about in this scenario than there were actual hippies spitting on, military guys. I think it's talked about far more. And this would, by the way, be the complaint of military supporters is that we're talking about a small squad of guys that executed some kids in Iraq in 2006. Why not talk about all the great good and the stories? And they're out there of U.S. military people saving kids, saving dogs, doing all these things. And these stories, they're out there. They're rife, no doubt that's true.
I think those are probably exaggerated, actually.
I know these stories are true because you're just talking about the human experience.
The military is a cross-section of our society. So you basically, especially being voluntary, it's definitely a cross-section of our society. So you've got some really good people, you know, which I was fortunate to have worked with, a lot of really good people in the military. But there's some really bad people, too. And the ones that are really bad, the ones that like killing, are the ones that get into those death squads. They enjoy that kind of a stuff.
And they create themselves around, try to imagine being the leader of one of those. How do you be the lieutenant or captain that's leading one of these, squads?
How do you be the guy who offers a reward to the first person who gets a bayonet kill?
Right, and this happened. This is a story that I saw on the internet of, some guy talking about how his captain offered the first person to get a bayonet kill in their little squad or whatever, a weekend furlough or something. But how do you motivate your men to kill without motivating your men to murder? And this is an incredibly difficult thing to do. You're the guy who's in charge. You know, how do you do that? And that's what your job is, and it's...
The whole real root of the issue is we shouldn't be there. The United States should not be there.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't have these atrocities if that occurred.
We wouldn't be causing blowback to ourselves, and we wouldn't have these issues. You know, those sick people would still be in society, but you have methods of dealing with them. They're finding, quote-unquote, legal outlets for their sadism, and it's sickening. You know,
well, and oftentimes, Ty, they come back and become police officers.
That may be true too. I don't know what
The percentage is quite high. Go on.
Oftentimes, but
give an example.
Just some examples. You know, good things. You know, every time we pulled into port, we had the chaplain's office would, you know, have things you could sign up to go, like, you know, work at the orphanage, you know, and help them, you know, paint their buildings and stuff like that.
That's great.
You know, really cool stuff. But also, like, there was one time on the ship I opened an email, and there was a video of a Chechen rebel getting his head cut off by some guy in the Russian military. And it sickened me. And I was sitting in the office with the lieutenant commander, and I told the lieutenant commander, I said, man, it's just so sick. I can't believe it. You know, there's things you can see. Once you've seen them, you can't unsee it. And it was really disturbed me. And he goes, yeah, because what's really disturbing is that there's people out there, even on this ship, that will find that amusing. And there was another lieutenant from another department that sat kind of catty-cornered to him that was on the phone. And when he got off the phone, he said, well, what are you talking about? And the lieutenant commander told him, he says, oh, this thing about that Chechen rebel that got his head cut off. And that lieutenant goes, oh, isn't that cool?
No, it's not cool at all.
There's people, I mean, me and the lieutenant commander just looked at each other like, wow, right here, you know. Two out of three people, there's one guy like that. It's like, oh, my God. It's horrible.
You know, I can see how... So there have been times when I've seen, like, a dead thing on the side of the road, right? And I've looked at it and tried to identify the parts and stuff like that. I have processed chickens relatively recently here, and, you know, I look at the parts, and I think it's neat. You know, so you can look dispassionately at something like this. At the same time, you know, I mean, like, there's these different worlds that you can, from which you can view this. And I think it's healthy and okay to look at it from different worlds. I think it's unhealthy to be unable to look at it from different worlds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still kind of going through inner conflict how to approach it. Because I still got a lot of friends that are active duty, you know.
Sure.
And I post on Facebook a lot of, you know, anti-war things. And I get some guys coming back like I'm crazy. I've had a couple of people who actually unfriend me that were friends of mine in the Navy. But some of them are like, you know, liking some of the things that I post and getting into conversations. So, you know, I think all things will work out. But
that
seems to be
the best way to approach it, I would think. Go ahead, Ty. Yeah.
The empathy idea, the self-empathy is, I think, a very important thing, you know. I just have to kind of, like, realize that, you know, I got into it with what I thought was a noble thing, you know. But the reason I really did get into it was because it was economic. You know, I joined it in the middle of an economic downturn. So,
and I wish
that happens, these guys join.
I wish that people would confront that in their own minds some more. Instead of, you know, saluting and saying, thank you for your service, while one small tear rolls down their cheek because these brave men are sacrificing all to give us freedom. Instead, they'd say to themselves, to some extent, you're talking about, hey, look, these are 18-year-old kids these were their options that they felt they had. If they felt they had a better option, they would have gone someplace else. And the reason that these options look so attractive, the United States military versus, say, McDonald's, is because of your tax dollars that you're forced to pay. And
that's what it comes down to. You said something that really hit the core with me again. I have a lot of people, you know, when they find out that I'm retired military, they'll automatically say, oh, thank you for your service. Well, number one, they don't know what my service was. And number two, if I was in the military to preserve our freedoms, I failed. Look at the TSA. Look at the police state that's built up around here. The freedom has diminished.
It's true.
So I failed. Please don't thank me for my service.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate the call.
I didn't do it.
855-450-3733. You know who I thank for their service? Truck drivers. Working men and women in America that make this country run. That's who I thank for their service.
Well, they're also getting paid for it.
Indeed, but I still thank them.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line at 855-450-3733. You know, you're hearing a lot of ads for gold out there. I think that gold and silver are both good places to put your money right now. I believe they're on their way up, and that's where you want to be if something's on its way up. We have, here on Free Talk Live, teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great prices. By great prices, I mean, I believe that they're some of the best rates on gold on the internet that you can get. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out what I have picked out there. These are pieces that you can comparison shop in a lot of cases against other pieces. That way you can have them, you know, the gold in your hands. You don't want to have it stored someplace else off-site away from you. At the very least, you know, have it in a bank that you know where it is rather than some organization that can get, you know, that would just turn it right over to the government for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. All different kinds there for you to pick from. Gold.freetalklive.com. And let's go to Vince in Indiana. Vince?
Hello?
Hello, Vince?
Yes, that's me. I got a kick out of a lot of people, you know, they're, you know, you're talking earlier about slavery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, humans are the most, you know, the cruelest people on this planet.
Cruel?
Just think of World War One.
Right, you're saying cruel?
Yes, I said cruel. Inhuman. I mean, Hitler convinced everybody that the Jews were evil, and the men were tattooed, and the women were branded like with hot irons.
In some cases, yeah.
But there's still a lot of people who believe that the Holocaust never happened. In Vietnam, you know, the soldiers were called baby killers. A lot of those children were, you know, had plastic explosives on them because they run up to guys, "Hey, Mr. Soldier, pull the detonator and they'll bang Ola."
And I wouldn't doubt that for a second, but one really has to ask the second question is, how many of those kids ran up to that soldier because the last soldier gave him a piece of candy and they wanted a piece of candy and the soldier shot them because he'd heard a story about such things happening? And that happened, I'm sure that happened too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are even soldiers who cut off the ears and cut out the tongues of living Viet Cong soldiers as trophies.
And maybe people they just consider to be Viet Cong soldiers. Yeah.
That happened in Iraq, too. I mean, it's not. It happens in every war. People just are viewed as, human beings are viewed as a collection of parts, as something that's not human. And I think that maybe calling them baby killers and all that kind of stuff maybe misses the point a little bit. Like the point is not so much, I think, that we should focus on not judging them so much, but, like, so many of those people probably need help because they have PTSD and they've seen horrible things. And they need some kind of support, empathy, understanding, compassion, that kind of thing. I mean, they may have engaged in things that were very harmful, but we can really... Sorry, Vince, go ahead.
Yeah, I've studied the King James Version, Old and New Testament of the Bible, the Quran and the Torah.
Uh-huh.
We all talk to the same spirit. The Muslims talk to the same guy we do, just in a slightly different fashion. But everybody hates Muslims because they bombed us. That's only 1% of the Muslims. The other 99%,
less than 1%.
Yeah, some people don't talk to any
spirit. The other 99.999% they just may want to be left alone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tough. I mean, it's a real us-them situation, and, you know, it's how does one get past that when that's kind of how you're taught? I mean, when you put school kids up in public schools and you tell them every single day we're going to say a pledge to this flag, clearly, to some extent, you're saying the people that don't say the pledge to that flag are the bad ones.
At least they're the out-group, But I think that talking about it and thinking about it and bringing these things to the forefront of our consciousness is the only way that we can begin to dismantle them and get rid of that in-group, out-group mentality.
And a lot of this stuff is, where humans are supposed to be intelligent, but the way the news is spoken and all this other stuff, we're taught to hate everybody. Hate is actually fear.
Yes, sure.
And fear is a waste of time.
Yep. Vince, thank you for the insightful comments here. I really appreciate your call this evening. Thank you. 855-450-3733. I absolutely agree that hate is fear.
Yeah, hate, you know, it is fear, and fear doesn't necessarily... Fear isn't always helpful, I mean, but it has to be dealt with. It has to be somehow processed, I guess, is what you can say. But, I mean, and like we said, realizing that it's fear, realizing that hate is a version of fear, and thinking about that fear and where it comes from, and maybe does it make sense, is a good step to getting rid of it and getting past it.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think about people that think, you know, we suggest to bring the military home out of all 130 nations it's in around the world and just put it inside the U.S. borders. Obviously, that wouldn't work entirely with the Navy, but, you know, you're talking about the Army. Get it out of all these foreign countries. Some people say, well, what about our place in the world? what, our place is the empire? Well, we enjoy benefits because of that place. And, like, what benefit? What benefit does the average United States taxpayer receive because the U.S. military is in 131 nations, plus its Navy is all over the world keeping the shipping lanes clear and all that other stuff?
I can think of some detriments.
Right. You know, why should the United States taxpayer pay to keep order in these other countries? Shouldn't, I mean, is it bad enough we have to pay to keep order in our own?
Is even order being kept? Right. I don't think it's too orderly to have families being killed and people's body parts being collected as trophies and unmanned drones bombing and killing people.
This is how order is kept.
This seems like chaos to me.
And indeed. I mean, you know, that's the government offers order and delivers chaos in a lot of ways. There's no doubt about it.
Well, in so many instances, they do the opposite of what they purport to do or claim that they want. It's just doublespeak. It's like George Orwell.
It's keeping you safe as long as it's not you that they're coming after for whatever reason. And anybody who's been in the TSA line where one of those TSA agents has turned on them knows that, you know, the government's eye can fall upon you at any time.
Yeah.
And are they keeping you safe?
Even if you're completely innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, by, you know, feeling your wife up and sticking their hand in your daughter's crotch, that's keeping you safe? I don't think it is. I think it's just more make-work programs for government bureaucrats.
Well, I mean, they don't publish their results, so this is hard to say, but it always gets leaked that their own testing squads who test the TSA show that they're not very effective at all.
No.
They would miss weapons, they miss bombs.
They miss the tests that I've seen. They're missing 70-80%, in some cases 100%. The new backscatter machines, they had some gal test them in Dallas, and that leaked that she tested five different machines in the same airport and got through with a handgun in her waist five times.
Yeah.
That shows you how these backscatter machines, which are supposed to be so great, just aren't working.
I mean,
it's not the same guy sleeping at the wheel.
If people had an actual choice about whether or not to pay for this service, in quotes, or if there were another company that might provide security services, I don't think the TSA would be around much longer if they had any kind of accountability, you know?
The TSA, there are actually a few airports where they have private security that is certified by the TSA. And
yeah, but they have to follow all the same TSA rules and procedures.
It's true, but at the same time, that's how they get the certification by the TSA. But at the same time, the TSA doesn't want people to, airports to be able to opt out and try other security. So they've actually discouraged this activity, even though it's in their own little rules. Mm-hmm. That's how the government works. It's a monopoly. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Got any comments on that? Love to hear it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the Live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for joining us here on one of the few live nationally syndicated radio programs in America. And what is SACL CAI, you ask? You know, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. Who is SACL CAI? SACL CAI is a company owned by Jason Osborne. He is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, our longest one of our longest running advertisers. And, you know, he runs a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable for your company, SACL CAI is a good one to try. They have a whole different way of doing collections than most companies. They treat your customer with respect because they know that how they do their job reflects on you and your business. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Now, I've guessed and surmised but never confirmed. Is CAI Collection Associates, Inc. or something
like that? It's something just like that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. They actually merged two types of companies, ones that do things like, handling accounts receivable and another one that did collections into one company.
Ah,
so there you go.
Makes sense.
Since we're talking about freetalklive.com, check out news.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to find out all the new things that are happening with Free Talk Live. You can get emailed updates, find out about our Twitter, our Facebook, all these things at news.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, I have a story that I've been saving just for you.
Awesome.
And
I can't wait to hear it.
This is a
way. I have no idea what this is.
No, I know you don't. This is a way to. I don't like to share those things. I want your genuine reactions. I don't want you to have heard about it off the air and then mm-hmm. we'll talk about it. And you can pretend like you hadn't heard. Yeah, it just doesn't work as well.
Yep.
So, we have talked about sort of political correctness here in the past, and I want to talk about it a little more. This is from SentinelSource.com, our local newspaper here. It's actually from Los Angeles, I guess. Andrea Chang, Los Angeles Times, wrote this. JCPenney's has stopped selling a shirt after shoppers expressed outrage over what they called an inappropriate sexist message. I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me, says the white long-sleeve shirt, which is intended for girls 7 to 16. Many people...
I'm too... Pr- pretty to do homework.
So my brother has to do it for me. Many people quickly attacked the company for promoting girls' looks over their brains. It didn't help that the shirt also said that a boy could handle the task. The description accompanying the shirt also was offensive to many. Who has time for homework when there's a new Justin Bieber album out? She'll love this T that's just as cute and sassy as she is. Apparently this is comments on the website or something that they've gotten this from. Sarah says, I guess it's from their Twitter account. This shirt is insulting and offensive. Stop perpetuating negative and harmful stereotypes, is what Sarah says. Tamara says, baby girls can be pretty and smart, and if you're neither, that's okay too. Put that on a shirt, says Tamara. And, you know, I get the outrage that's here with the shirt. So what do you think about it?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like that message.
So I think that people should be able to sell whatever kind of shirt they want. I also think that people should be able to give their feedback to those people and, mm-hmm. you know, stop doing business with them if they wish. I have no problem with anything that's occurred in here. This just kind of brought to my mind political correctness and how it eviscerates and destroys the language.
The first thing I thought of when you read the slogan was, okay, what if we turned it around? What if there was a shirt meant for boys that said something like, I'm too athletic to do homework, sister has to do it for me.
There was actually a case, and I can't remember which company it was. It might have been JCPenney's, but there was a story about it, and they kept the shirt where it said, boys are dumb, throw rocks at them. And it was a girl's shirt.
Yikes.
And this is what it said.
Okay, I don't like that either.
I didn't like it either. But yeah. It speaks to the way the conversation went out about theirs. There's this zeitgeist, and it's subtle, but it's but it is true and it's perpetuated. Is that it's okay to say bad things about boys or guys, and it's not okay to say them about women. It's okay to say them about. Especially the ruling class, if that ruling class is white males between the ages of 25 to 54 or whatever, you know, this group is. It's okay to disparage that group, but it's not okay to disparage other groups. And it's interesting to me to look at that. It doesn't really particularly bother me because I don't care. But
I don't like it. Yes, I think it's true that white males or white Christian males and that kind of thing do enjoy certain privileges in society. There's really no doubt about that.
Sort of sociologically, but not as much institutionally as it used to be.
Yeah, that's changing, I think, for sure.
But it's still just sort of a sociological thing. You know, these things take a long time to change, sadly, to where people would really be considered sort of, you know, fairly, freely, to have all to have rights that are equal before the law. I don't think people actually are equal. Mm-hmm. I think that, but I do think they should be treated equally.
Yeah, of course people aren't the same, right?
Right.
But, yes, they should be treated equally and all have respect for everyone's natural rights, which is why I don't like the fact that some people, like I said, I think that there is a certain amount of privilege for some groups in society, especially straight people. That's the one that I don't think is equal before the law.
I mean,
gender has become better,
race
has become better, gay people are still not equal, and that's unfortunate.
But gay is getting better, too. I think that it should be...
Yeah, in some ways it's getting better.
I think the law should really just leave marriage alone, and then you wouldn't have any more issues as far as it goes. You know, as far as the military, they're doing their best. They're moving forward, representing or letting gays be equal. Not that I really care that much about the military.
Right. I mean, back to the original topic. You know, there is a certain amount of privilege for some people in society, but I don't like any statement that attacks another group of people based on gender, race, whatever. I mean,
this is a
whether
stereotype,
it's men or women,
really,
or
like
whites or whatever. I mean, it's
in this case you're talking about. This would be assumably be a shirt that a girl would willingly wear. So it's not an attack. It's just saying I'm pretty. I don't have to, you know. And frankly, it's a true statement. There's nothing in the world, you know. There's no experience in the world that's the same as being an attractive woman. You know, it's a different kind of world in which attractive women tend. I'm not saying they always do. Tend to live in. They don't get no's as often. They don't get, they don't get treated. They'll get deference in so many situations that life seems easy. And
In some ways, it's easy. Yes, and
Are you speaking as a beautiful woman?
Well,
I love that.
People can judge for themselves whether
you
they
are a beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you very much. But
you have an experience.
Yes, I have an experience, and that experience is that I've been on both sides of this coin. I was fat for most of my life. I was obese, and I was treated, and then I lost a bunch of weight, almost 75 pounds, and became much more beautiful in most people's eyes, even though I was still the same person.
Yep.
And so I was treated so differently. I mean, people would give me things for free.
Yes.
People would hit on me. Everybody wanted to talk to me.
This is all I'm trying to say is that, as an attractive male, and I'll say I am one, it doesn't work that way. I mean, women aren't throwing themselves at me and giving things to me because I'm an attractive male. They will do that. Men will do that for women. It's the sort of, it is the way that women are wooed. And
yeah, that's
just
a cultural
okay.
thing. It's women
it's
are
cultural.
Supposed to be pursued, right? And that has its own problems. But the thing is, in some ways, life is easier because you do get a lot of attention, a lot of respect and stuff like that. But in some ways, it's more difficult because sometimes, for instance, people would not take me seriously in science, which was the profession that I was in. They would say, oh, she's too attractive. There's no way she could be a good scientist because she's too attractive.
Yep.
Or
I can see it.
Or whatever. She can't be intelligent.
Yeah.
She can't be intelligent because pretty and intelligent women don't exist. And those were things that bothered me, and they did happen.
You look like the girl that they would put in the lab in Hollywood, right? Like, they'd give her a specially tailored white jacket that showed off her features and stuff. I mean, it's totally true. You are all of these things, and it seems stereotypically like a non sequitur in people's minds, and I get that. I've got a lot more I want to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
You could give us a call. What do you think about political correctness and women and men's gender roles? 855-450-3733.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You know, we talk about freedom here on Free Talk Live, and a lot of people say, well, you know, it's all well and good, but how do you get there? How do you get from here to more freedom? And it's not an easy question to answer. We've come up with one answer on Free Talk Live. The answer is the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org, find out what we signed up for, and moved, in fact. Everybody here in this room is a mover for the Free State Project. Stephanie?
Yes. Yeah, I moved in 2006 from Massachusetts, and I'm so glad I did.
And it's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state so they can have an effect on that state's government in order to return that government, if it was ever in that if ever the government was the size that it only protected life, liberty, and property, that would be its maximum role. Yeah. And you can find out more by going to freestateproject.org. Please go there, sign up, and be a part of this amazing movement. Free State Project.
You can't sign up right away. Just join the mailing list. Become a friend.
Friend is an option.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it says it's your intention to move. If you think it's a good idea, then it's your intention to move. Because if things get worse, and they will, you will, and things get better here, and it seems like they're going to, then you're going to want to pick up and move to the place where things are better because freedom works. That's only an intention. If freedom doesn't work, I don't see any obligation to pick up and move.
It's a question of how much better does New Hampshire have to be than other places for people to voluntarily want to move. And for me, it was already better than Massachusetts, and it was such little effort for me to move. It was a convenient time in my life, so I just did it. But for some people, you know, maybe if they're moving from Hawaii... it has happened. You know, the community here is a big selling point. The high level of freedom that's already here is also a big selling point, but it's just going to keep getting better and better, and I think over time it'll be a snowball effect where people will start noticing how New Hampshire is, and they'll want to move here.
So we were talking in the last segment about this T-shirt that was being sold by JCPenney's that said something to the effect of, I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me. It was intended for girls between the ages of 7 and 16, and it's a white long-sleeve T-shirt. I'm sure it was a cute, sassy little T-shirt, and some girls probably liked it. There was also a T-shirt in the recent past that was, let's see, boys are dumb, throw rocks at them. So there's this interesting gender conversations that are going on out there. And Stephanie, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but you had a conversation with me on the air regarding using the term girls to refer to women.
Yes, that was last week.
It was it last week? Great.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this strikes the chord of political correctness. And, you know, for me, I was raised kind of, you know, my grandmother had the girls over for bridge. And these are, you know, 70-year-old women. They're clearly not girls. Right. And it's not a disparaging remark when she refers to her friends as girls. And, you know, so the statement to me, I guess, is it okay for me, a 40-year-old pompous-ass male talk show host, which is, like, all those things are true. I'm not going to deny that, you know. You know, my arrogance is nearly boundless, in fact.
I don't think that's true.
I just hide it well so that I can then feed more arrogance into myself. It's all coping mechanisms. So, you know, really, is it okay for me to call, you know, say someone in their, a woman in her 20s who's somewhere stepping out of girlhood into womanhood?
You want to know the real reason I said that, Mark?
Go ahead.
Because I've been fascinated with feminism over the past year or so.
Yeah.
Ever since I started hosting She Talk Live, which was the old Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
I came up with it,
buddy. Several people claim to have came up with it. I didn't come up with it. But, the first thing that I thought of calling it was Girl Talk Live, actually.
Okay.
And then, you know, Ian and I talked about it, and we were like, well, you know, girl, it sounds kind of juvenile girl talk, you know, that kind of thing. And and so that was the first time I kind of thought about this. And recently, there's a famous libertarian individualist feminist, Sharon Presley. She's also a psychology professor. She's a very smart woman, and she's into feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm friends with her on Facebook, and I've seen her in several conversations say, you know, I don't like it when people use the term girl to refer to people who are clearly women.
Right, yes.
Adult women.
And I get the point.
When she said that, I started to think about it for the first time.
Yeah, what do I think about that statement?
Wait a minute. Women in society are called girls, chicks, babes. It's all like infantilizing them, right? And men are never called boys. You know, there's no equivalent of chick or babe. I guess you could say stud or hunk or something, but that's not infantile. You know, infantilism.
Well, you know, I do think that they do. You know, they'll say that men, the difference between men and boys is the size of their toys. You know, that they spend more money on, you know, just bigger toys and things like that. And I think that there's something to be said. And you know, the boys' night out, and you know, it familiarizes, I think, in the language. It makes also takes some of the danger out of it. It sanitizes to some extent the language, and you know, takes out maybe the sexual component to some extent. You know, not always, certainly, and not always. And you know, so I mean, there's different ways of looking at this. I get where she's coming from. I totally do. Mm-hmm. The conversation that I want to have is, does political correctness eviscerate and soberize? I don't even know what term I want to use here.
Does it take the color and the interest?
Does it take the life and spontaneity out of language? And
I don't know if that language is sexist in the first place. But, I mean, is it really good to have it sexist and colorful?
I don't know. And you know, but here's one of my thoughts is, you know, reductum ad absurdum.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to say that you must refer to me as Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, and if you don't refer to me as Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, you hate me and everything that is about me, and you're a bad person. Right?
Well, like, Mark, I didn't say that week. I just said...
I know. I'm having a conversation. I'm not trying to put you on trial, Stephanie.
Okay.
I really am not.
Okay.
I'm trying to have a conversation about political correctness and how... What does it do? Does it make our conversations better, less combative? Does it you know, make it so communication is better? Or does it make life... Does it take the spice and the spontaneity out of life? I don't know.
There are these people who refer to the good old days where you could say colored people and, you know,
right.
all these things like
right.
that.
This is clearly an issue of degrees. It really is an issue of degrees. I'm not saying you should use the word broad on a regular basis. I don't think that term really is that loaded. I think it's so old that it doesn't really have
dame.
That much.
Didn't dame used to be bad?
I think dame was a familiar term. I don't know. But I've heard people say that gal. I use gal on a regular basis because to me it is the opposite of guy.
Right. Guys and gals.
Mm-hmm. And ma'am. I've heard people don't like being called ma'am because it's suggesting I'm old. Or, you know, I mean, everybody's got their own thing.
Well,
and if And for instance, I've got my own thing, and it's Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz. And if, you know, if I don't refer to these people by their names that make them happy, then I am a bad person. And one of the things that's really brought home for me is I've got a friend that I talk to on a regular basis, a pretty good friend of mine. I haven't met him in real life. He's one of my internet friends.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing it right now. He is switching to a she, and I've been calling him a he because the way it is that.
So this is a transgendered person.
Transgendered person. Okay. She has been changing her gender, and I haven't been getting – my mind can't wrap itself around this.
Right.
To me, this person is a he when, in fact, she is working to be a she.
Right.
And I can't even use the proper pronouns right now in talking about this. I don't hate this person. I don't dislike this person. This person is a friend of mine. Yeah, it can be irritating sometimes. I mean, that's how friendships are. I'm sure she feels the same way about me at times, too. But, you know, I'm going to call this person a friend, and I don't do that to too many people on the Internet. And I get so frustrated with myself trying to come up with, and this wasn't my idea. This was foisted upon me. She decided to change her gender from male to female, and now I've got to deal with the consequences of this, at least the consequences for me.
She's had a lot more consequences to deal with you have, Mark.
Absolutely. But do you understand
Big Daddy.
Those consequences don't hit me in my face.
Yes.
My consequences hit me in my face.
Sure. Well, look, okay, Big Daddy Rhino Schwann.
That's all you have to do. That I'm done. So embarrassed, my face is turning red just
hearing
that.
I see that. I get that you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you're feeling judged. Like people are thinking you're a bad person if you make a mistake.
I don't think
about
people are thinking that. I think that I am putting myself like I'm judging myself, and then trying to come up with what I think is right,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know.
Well, I think that calling people by names that make them feel most comfortable, if your goal is to communicate with them, takes not that much effort, and it can make such a big difference that it's really not that big of a deal.
Are people that demand you call them a certain thing, are they monopolizing your time? Are they forcing you to do things? Are they your slave masters?
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.